Mineral Wells, 50 miles west of Fort Worth, became famous for its well water, which was said to cure any illness from rheumatism to mental disorders. Beginning in the 1880s, people from all over started arriving in town to drink and to bathe in the so-called crazy water. And they kept coming. In 1929, hotel magnate T.B. Baker opened an opulent resort, which loomed 13 stories above Mineral Wells. The Baker Hotel cost more than $1 million to build and boasted 452 rooms, mineral baths, a golf course, a gymnasium, and an above-ground swimming pool. Architect Wyatt C. Hedrick modeled the Baker after another resort hotel he had designed in Hot Springs, Arkansas. For the more elaborate Baker, Hedrick combined elements of the Spanish colonial revival and commercial high-rise styles. Embellishing the yellow brick facade were cast-stone details around archways, windows, columns, cornices, and parapets. A 40-foot bell tower capped the top. In its heyday, the Baker attracted wealthy cattlemen who came to take the waters for their health, and widows who came to marry them. Top entertainers such as Lawrence Welk and the Darcy brothers performed in the Cloud Room, an enclosed rooftop ballroom. Celebrities who checked into the Baker included Will Rogers, Judy Garland, and Marlene Dietrich. The hotel's popularity eventually waned. It closed in 1963, reopened under new owners in 1965, sold again, then closed in 1972. For more than three decades, the Grand Old Lady, as locals called the hotel, stood vacant. Visitors came for tours and also ghost hunters. Finally, the Baker fell into such disrepair that the city barred anyone from entering. In 2006, an investor proposed buying the hotel and turning it into a mixed-use development, including a hotel, condominiums, and retail spaces. Redeveloping the Baker could help revitalize downtown Mineral Wells and bring people back to the place where once they came to rejuvenate their bodies and their spirits.